You're listening to Morning Edition. This is GPB, and I'm Joshua Stewart. A new year has dawned, and many of us are setting some goals for 2014. Our working guy, Brandon Smith, has brought some ideas this morning for identifying goals at work, in our relationships, and in our work-life balance. Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Can I just back us up for a minute? Why set goals?
If we don't set goals, we end up just reacting to things thrown at us. We don't have a good filter on how we want to move forward, how we want to make decisions. We kind of float through the river of life on this raft. If we don't set goals, someone else sets goals for us. If we don't define our purpose, someone else defines it for us.
Why do you suggest these three areas for goal? Work, work-life balance, and relationships.
While there's a lot of other things that we all, you know, like lose 10 pounds or eat healthier, or those are all good. In the realm of work, these three are the biggest. Work, which represents our career, where we want to go, short-term and long-term. Work-life balance, which is how do we maintain the rest of our life while we continue to move forward with our career. And the relationships. You can't get anywhere in work without building the right relationships.
Okay, so give me some work goals to consider.
Here's a couple to just throw at you. Remember, all this conversation that we're having right now is all about a menu. Only pick really one. We screw this up by picking too many goals. Don't do that. So in the work category, question to ask yourself, what do I want in the next year for my career? Do I want a new role? Do I want to work on different kinds of work or work with different customers? So maybe it's the kind of work you want to change. And the last one would be, do you want to work at a completely different place? What are some tweaks you want to do to your work flow that would make you happier and or move you down the path you want to move down?
You've talked a little bit about the difference between work and work-life balance goals. Tell me how these are going to be different. What sorts of things I need to be considering about that work-life balance versus the work stuff we've just talked about?
Balance is going to mean different things for different people, but it's all about finding that balance. So in that category, you want to ask yourself, what are things you want to make sure you preserve on the life side of the equation? Is that dinner with your family every night? Is that going for a long run every Saturday morning or three times a week? Whatever it is, work-life balance is all about setting boundaries and saying no. That's the category of things we want to make sure we protect and invest.
Investment is, I think, exactly where you're going with this last set of goals, which is relationship goals. Are we talking personal relationships? Are we talking work relationships? Are we talking both?
Could be. I personally, every year, will set one relationship goal I want to work on. Sometimes it's a relative of mine or a friend that I haven't talked to in a long time. Other times, it's a client or it's a boss or it's a peer, colleague. So ask yourself, is there a particular relationship that you feel like it just hasn't been as good in 2013? And you're a little bit bummed about that. And you think if it was better in 2014, not only would you feel better, it would affect your career and make things better. Even the personal stuff affects us at work.
Our goal each week is to make you think differently or better understand your work life and career. And we'll endeavor to do that most weeks this year with Brandon Smith, a career consultant and workplace coach who also teaches at Georgia State and Emory University. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
My pleasure.
Share your questions or topic ideas for our working segments on Twitter at the WP Therapist or at JStu News. You can also send them through Brandon's blog at gpb.org.